Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, week off last week from the Clips, but they are back. And Andy, why don't you kick us off?
Yes, we start with Jim White reflecting on his chat with MP Julian Knight.
I spoke to him earlier on. He is the head of the government's DCMS committee. And he's saying, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, did he say it like that? Fetch your cloth. This is Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar with one we're calling. I think that went rather well.
08717 22334. Let's go to the lines. That's the number. Tony at the Manchester United. Tom, the Manchester United. Tom, the Manchester. The Nottingham Forest fan has dialed. 08717 22. I'll do the faders.
I think that went rather well.
Is that two people?
Tom and Tony, the Manchester United and Forest fans.
This is Danny Murphy looking back on the events at Wembley Way before the Euros final.
Do you think Bulliam was right when he says no stadium could have withstood a six-hour siege like this?
But I changed that.
Stadiums don't stop sieges. People do.
Well, you thought, wow, that stadiums don't stop sieges. People do. That did remind us of something, didn't it?
So remember, kids, to the head double tap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Stadiums don't stop sieges. People do. Stadiums don't stop sieges. People do.
Works nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yes, a bit of Goldie-looking chain there, but not according to Mickey Quinn back in the day.
The weakest link first round. So I was just going to nearly swear there on it, from Goldie Look and Horn, the Welsh rap group, he voted me off.
Goldie-looking Horn. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Here's a caller to Andy Goldstein on Drive.
Frank's a Liverpool fan. Hello, Frankie Frank.
Hello, Adrian. Good evening, guys.
It's not Adrian.
Oh, isn't it? Blimey, you sound like him.
Really?
Massively.
Not really.
Not massively.
Brilliant. Graham Courtney now, watching the British Grand Prix.
And, well, Max Verstappen, on pole, got away in the lead. But I tell you what, Lewis Hamilton was all over him like a cheap rash. He really was.
Is it a cheap rash or a cheap suit or just a rash?
I don't know.
I've got absolutely no idea.
I wonder what
the weather's going to be like this weekend. Let's ask John Jackson.
Any light showers will ease overnight, leaving patchy cloud for much of the UK. Monday across the UK.
Talk Sport.
Good to know, wasn't it, really? I mean, we're all ready now for the weekend.
Fisherman's Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway chatting to a guest.
And congratulations to you back on the match fishing front. You qualified for... I've forgotten what it was now.
Brilliant. Yeah, well done.
Congratulations for saying that I can't remember that you did. And we were surprised to hear our own Laura Woods say this on Breakfast.
Good morning, everyone. 8:20, TalkSport Breakfast, Laura Woods Cascarino, and also Andros Townsend.
Oh, they got married.
I didn't know.
Fantastic.
That they had.
I had no idea. Congratulations to them for something I haven't forgotten. Yes.
That's true. And this is Carlton Cole on the Sports Bar going through the papers.
So we've got in the Mirror Sport at the back of the back pages of the Mirror. Pogba says goodbye. What is this about?
Possibly Paul Pogba.
Leaving.
Leaving, Carlton, would be my guess. That did take us back to this old classic where Andy Townsend was chatting to a film reviewer.
Good morning. Now, snakes on a plane. I've seen some posters of Samuel L. Jackson with this snake. And so now tell us what this one's all about.
Well, imagine it's a snake on a plane. that's the hub of it, I would think.
Let's get another caller now to the sports bar.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Chris, as a Preston fan, is up next. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Nice. 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 Thanks, great. Mate. Thanks, Chris. Here's Jim White after a top boxing guest had joined them on his show.
Oh, boy, I'm in it. Wow. Did your Joyce go down well or what?
Probably not the best turn of phrase for a boxer, is it? Ideally, he wants to stay on his feet.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. And believe it or not, showbiz reporter Kent Garrison, can't be a real name there, is back with his off-colour pronunciation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain handful of people that just aren't going to go out for a while, that aren't getting vaccinated, that refuse to. I don't want to get into that. But,
yeah, sure.
You know, the onus is on them to get vaccinated.
Kent. We have told you now, that's the fifth time we have told you. The word is onus. That's onus. And if you want the proof that this is the fifth time.
The onus is on them if Bryan Cranston is going to come back or not. You know, the onus is on them to kind of make it work. Right. Netflix UK has some recent films. You know, the onus is on you to find whatever you want to watch. The onus is on the Academy to get it right.
Onus.
Oh, Kent, stop being an onus.
Dear me.
Dear, oh dear.
So next, Andy.
Back to Fisherman's Blues. And Nigel explained how he'd be catching.
I wasn't planning on floater fishing, and I sort of just bodged the little rig together. And all I did was I tied a hair rig, left with a knotless knot.
What's a knotless knot? If it's got a knot, it's a knot. If it hasn't got a knot, it's not, is it? So it's not a knot if it hasn't got a knot, is it? Clearly not.
Not really.
But actually, I've looked it up, and a knotless knot does exist. So, Nigel, apologies.
Yeah.
Just time for the TalkSport.
Is that for now or for the last 20 years?
Just time for the TalkSport call of the week to drive.
Paul's an Everton fan as well. What do you want to say, Paul? Hello, Paul. Is Paul there?
TalkSport caller of the week.
Beautiful.
Yeah, lovely. And finally, it's Jim White.
Bryson DeChambeau should have kept his big trap shut and accepted that it was his performance rather than the club. Or stand by what he said.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different day. It's my birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. And you can probably guess what's coming. Of course, that also reminded us of something. Go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, show. It's my birthday.
We gon' party like
it's my birthday.
We gon' sip a Cardi like
it's my birthday.
Find me in the club, bottle full of bub, my mind.
So there we are, Jim White. Pretty sent together at last. Welsh Dave, Patrick McGough, Wollaston Village FC, Alan Jenkins, Callum C, Dave Reid, Paul Geary, Roger in Durham, Arlo Westpoint, Steve Greenell, Mark Sharp, James Fielden. They all suggested...
Oh, and Blind Dave Healy. Definitely,
and Blind Dave Healy, in, yeah. Of course. Also suggested clips this week that were played. So, look, I don't put the list together.
No, I know,
take it up with the producer.
Yeah, you know, Blind Dave puts all the effort in and we don't even give him a name check. That's poor.
Well, you did, didn't you?
Well, I have now, yeah.
Yeah, good. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it into us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089 and you can tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. All we really need from you is a day and a time when you heard the clip. And we'll have a listen back. And if it's played, you will get a credit. Pretty straightforward. Just send those in to us. TalkSport.com. Text 81089. Tweet TSHNJ. TSHANDJ.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.